Welcome to the Conscious Investor. Let's get started.
Excited to have John here for this final segment, and we're just going on first names because I'm going to just say the last name incorrectly. No, okay. John Blatton is here again. If you have not already listened to the previous two mini episodes, please go back and listen to them. Episode one, you're going to get to know who is John, like what, who is he, and then the next episode, you're going to hear, you know, how he's being intentional and conscious about his investments in life and all things, in, you know, with intention. And right now we're going to dive into what is that one degree mindset shift that John's made in at some point in life, John, one degree shift that has expedited or changed your world.
Yeah. I mean, really it was reading. You know, I think that was the one thing that, you know, we hadn't really done and always kind of looked down upon is, you know, I'm not a nerd, you know, I'm not going to just be reading right. all the time, you know, and I think that's the one thing. I just never was a reader, you know, through high school, college, whatever. And I think, you know, I think that's one of the challenges. Again, you know, I fell into sales pretty early and was successful. And so I think I kind of had this false veil of, you know, success, right? You know, I was like, hey, I'm successful, but it's like compared to what, right? You know, and that wasn't compared to my potential. It was compared to everyone around me, you know, with who I thought. And the reality is that doesn't matter. And so I think, you know, we really, and the ironic thing is I only started reading was because one of my clients wrote a book. And so I was like, you know, I probably should read this because, you know, it's a good way to build rapport. Hey, I bought your book. You know, I liked it. Da, da, da. And it was actually, he's a senior technology manager, former Marine and yoga instructor. So he's a super, super interesting guy. Just, you know, just totally, you know, just totally different ideas and mindsets. And so I read his book. It's called Whiskey and Yoga. And, you know, it just really kind of changed my mindset from, you know, what is possible and what am I really trying to do in my life? You know, how am I being intentional? And I think that was what I realized was I wasn't being intentional enough in what I was trying to accomplish. And, you know, and the things in front of me, you know, were getting me, you know, further than where I was today, but they weren't necessarily going to expedite me and allow me to get to where I felt that I ultimately could get to. And so I think, you know, kind of that combination of, you know, abundance and intentionality are kind of the combination that, you know, kind of, you know, tweaked me over. And then Think and Grow Rich, I know that's a classic, but I think that was just a big one, you know, kind of thinking things into reality and really believing what you're truly capable of and, you know, what is truly possible.
This is so powerful. I did not start reading until probably 2 years ago. And I mean, I picked up a book here and
there. As a teacher,
did not. I mean, I had to read reading, you know, the materials for teaching. But outside of that, I just wanted to be outside doing all of my outside activities and being in nature and all of that. And when I started reading, and then even more so when I started reading in during my morning routine, I started realizing, wow, you can really read a lot of books really fast. Like, wow, this doesn't take that long to read through a book. And then I launched a book club. Didn't intend to launch the book club. It was only supposed to be one book. It turned into the 5-week book club. But I mean, if you read 7 pages a day, you can read through an entire book in 5 weeks. And that's 7 pages, only 5 days a week. So you get weekends off. So it's like, it's so achievable for people. And for me, I am completely with you. That is something that completely shifted the line. Someone like dropped out of the book club because it's a book by book type club. And she left the book club. She said, I know I'm going to be busy for the next 5 weeks. I'm not going to do this one. I won't say she came running back. We won't say that, but she came back with a refreshed energy because she said, whoa, I was missing this. I really need this in my life. It's helping shift my life so much.
Well, and that's a big thing too with spouses too, you know, is, you know, my wife and I kind of share books, right? I mean, we have different interests and mm-hmm. in different things, but a lot of the mindset books or a lot of the personal finance books or a lot of the parenting books, you know, and so I think that's another good way just to build that further rapport and relationship with your spouse is, you know, she was pushing me to read more parenting books and I was pushing her to read more mindset and, you know, financial, like I know people don't love Millionaire Next Door. I love it overall just for the concepts, right? You know, concepts. I think, you know, exactly. Right. I don't totally agree with all the perspectives, but I just think, you know, something like that was like, you know, something that we shared, or she had me read a parenting book about, you know, speaking more, you know, not yelling as a parent and stuff like that. And so I think that's another big thing. If you're doing that with your spouse, you know, you guys are really empowering each other to become better. And I think that's just another thing, right? You know, and I think spouses that continue to push each other to be better, you know, build better relationships, and then also, you know, push each other to become even more than they can realize. And so I think that's one thing that's just even helped our relationship, you know, not just me personally, but just us, you know. And then we're talking about things that, in my opinion, are a little bit more interesting than just, you know, sports or Netflix or, you know, gossip or whatever. You know, we're kind of, you know, challenging each other. And so just that's another ancillary benefit that we've gotten is, you know, sharing books with each other and being able to kind of converse and talk through them as well.
That's huge. And we share, my husband and I share an Audible account. And there, and it's just great because we have the same books. So it's like access to the same books. You're done with it. Well, now you can both be listening at the same time, but it just gives us both that common ground that you're talking about. And it's super powerful to say, hey, you know what, your next book, if you haven't read this one, you got to go read this one, you know, because one of us is always dropping a book in there. So it is super powerful. I love it. So what top books would you say if you had, say, three books, let's go one on mindset, one on parenting, and one on finances?
Oh, I can't remember the parenting one. I can't remember the name of right now, but it was something about like just being a calmer parent, right? And when you're interacting with your kids, I'll have to find it and try to send it to you. But it, you know, it was really in regards to not yelling and not overreacting, trying to match their emotions and understand their emotions better. So when you're engaging with them, you know, obviously it's easy just to be like, oh my gosh, like, you idiot. Like, why did you just do that? And then, but you're, you know,
I have no idea what you're talking about. I do not ever do that.
But, you know, you're thinking of it from a perspective of an adult, you know, or someone of, you know, a higher level of maturity. And so I think, you know, really trying to better understand their psychology and their mindset and their thought process is so important. And then, you know, obviously, like I said, I mean, I think Think and Grow Rich is such a great one overall. And then from a personal finance perspective, you know, I love Cashflow Quadrant. I still haven't read, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And, you know, I've kind of felt that I had already kind of understood those principles a little bit and kind of was implementing them. But I thought Cashflow Quadrant was so powerful. And, you know, I've kind of created my own little, I call it my stack, my cash flow stack, you know, kind of. But I think the point of it is, you know, you really need to understand what side of the quadrant you need to be on, right? And it, and again, it's a stepwise approach. And everybody wants to jump, like we've talked about, everyone wants to jump to the investor side. But if you don't have any capital, you can't be an investor, right? I mean, just at the end of the day, I mean, that's just the reality, right? And so I think, you know, you have to use the other, you know, the other three segments of the quadrant to try to get you there, right? So, hey, can you, you know, work a job, and then can you be an independent contractor making more money, right? So then you're becoming more efficient from how much you're making hourly. Then can you be a business owner? Then you're leveraging other people's time to make you money, right? And then now all of a sudden you're building up all this capital. And so I wouldn't necessarily look at imparting yourself on each individual segment and saying, hey, I'm a B, or hey, I'm a E, or whatever, right? You know, I think you really should be like, hey, what part of my time and my capital is being, you know, implemented to each, right? So we've got money in I, we've got money in B, and, you know, and she's still working, and, you know, I'm doing some independent consulting and coaching and things like that. And so I think it's really just more of an ecosystem and a dynamic and understanding, you know, hey, where's your, how do you create capital from a cash flow perspective? And then how do you allocate it? And again, you know, that all stems back to what your risk profile is, and you know how aggressively and how fast you want to get there. And again, you know, economic cycles are obviously a big part of that as well. But I think that's the big thing is, you know, you don't have to necessarily define yourself as I'm an I, right? Because, you know, do you have $10 million liquid, you know, or, you know, $50 million, you know, like, you know, then you're probably not an I, right? Yes, you have some capital.
Reality check.
You have some capital deployed as an I, but you're probably not an I, you know, just holistically. And I think that's just the thing is like, but it's okay. You don't need to be an I to be successful or have the life that you want, right? But you can get there ultimately and eventually. And I think that's kind of, again, back to just, you know, making sure that you're following a process and understanding that, you know, life is a process and a journey, right? And you'll never reach this, you know, finish line, right? You'll keep wanting to push yourself, you know, even if you get to the I quadrant, you're gonna say, hey, you know, how can I make more money? Or how can I become more efficient in making money? Or how can I do more with this money to help other people around me, right? And so I think that's kind of the biggest thing just through all of these and just in general is, you know, it's a constant process and we're all, you know, pushing to make ourselves better. And that's why I think it's just so important for people to really define what's important to them, because what's important to me is really irrelevant, you know, what matters to you the most in your life and what can you do to accomplish those goals as efficiently and as quickly as possible so that you can start moving on to those next level goals.
I love that. And I won't lie, when I hear people say that they're kind of racing towards a finish line or the competitive nature that can happen in the business world, in the real estate investing world, everything, it's like, who cares if you get there faster? Because honestly, we're all going, this is not to be morbid, we're all going to die. So, I mean, what are you racing towards? Why not just enjoy every single day? Why don't you enjoy the process, enjoy the struggle, enjoy the challenge that presents itself one day and the success that comes from persevering through it and just receive it all?
It's because they don't define what matters to them. That's the problem, right? They're chasing these goals that are ancillary to what they actually want, right? They're allowing the world to define who they are and what they want instead of looking inside and saying, hey, what is it that really matters to me? Because then once you do that and you actually define and decide what matters to you and your family, you know, then these little roadblocks or stumbles or challenges or real estate investor, not a real estate investor, it's all irrelevant, right? You know, yeah. Do you have the life you want? Are you spending time with those that you want? Do you have the means to spend on things that you want when you want, you know, things like that. Those are the things that really matter. And, you know, the, how you get there is really, really irrelevant in my opinion.
I love it. John, this has just been such a fun time recording with you and thoroughly enjoy your perspective and approach to things. And I just want to like high five your wife. So when you see her, say Julie Holly gives a high five because, you know, that's, you guys are really a role model couple. There are a lot of people that want that unity towards striving for something. And it's really great to say, hey, look, you know, this couple's doing it and they're achieving it together. A lot of times it's one, you know, one person's pursuing it for the family or something, but to see people, you know, really pursuing it together is rare and absolutely should be celebrated. So.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I want her, you know, she's going to become, you know, more visible as time goes on. You know, I think just kind of like even myself, you know, when you're still working full time and stuff, you don't want to kind of draw a lot of attention to things, especially when, you know, things are working well enough. And, you know, I just think she's got so much to impart, and especially being a female, you know, I mean, just being able to accomplish some of these tasks, not that, you know, I think, you know, she's way more capable than I am in a lot of things, but I think it is empowering. There's just, those voices aren't heard as often. And that's why, you know, that's something that I'm going to do to push her even more, you know, as she gets more involved and as her success grows, because I really think it'll be empowering to other women saying like, hey, you know, I can do this too, you know, and there's just dynamics that are different for women and men. Right. You know, I mean, it's just different. And so I think hearing those common voices is going to be great. So, you know, her time will come, but I'll absolutely pass along that high five as well. Yeah. She's outstanding. I'm very lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again. And one last recap for the week as to where can everyone connect up with you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Check me out on LinkedIn, John Blanton, or hit up my website, contrariancashflow.com. Got a couple free handouts there too. If you guys want to check out some off-market deal flow and some different strategies. So yeah, no, really appreciate the time, Julie. This was a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Thank you, John. And to all of my awesome listeners, if you loved this episode and just, you know, thoroughly enjoyed getting to know John and these perspectives, make sure that you rate and review the episode so that we know that. Share it around with your friends. And until next time, live big, love bigger.
What's the big deal about investing in apartments? Why is it better than investing in a slew of single family homes? I've compiled a lot of information on why investing in a multifamily, also known as apartments, will help you reach your investment goals. Head over to 3keysinvestments.com and download the Why Invest in Multifamily guide today.